Okay, thank you. My name is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is our regular December the 1st, 2016 meeting. We will now call this meeting to order. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK, here, present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Wesley Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPFW. Jim Brown? Can't hear you. Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
I did not reach
Fuentes?
Him. Didn't reach him.
Right. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Janet Cobran, KPFA, is present. Tony Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Michael Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Afia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Venetia Patel Adams, KPFT.
In.
Present. Ron Tinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Louis Sawyer, KPFA, our new member. Sorry.
I know you start doing. Say no, no, Primo.
Say no, I know. Oh, I don't know what that is.
That somebody has
okay.
to mute.
Louis Sawyer, KPFA, is Louis Sawyer present?
No,
don't hear him. Don't hear him. Okay, Nancy Sorden, WPFW. Nancy Sorden? Sorry, what's the background noise?
Michael,
can you tell? No, I don't. It doesn't tell me where the sound is coming from.
You're muffled. Michael, you're muffled.
It doesn't show me where the sounds are coming from on the new interface either. I don't know who produced the sound. Nancy Sorden, I got
okay.
voicemail for.
Okay. Temba Shibanda, Uhuru Radio affiliate.
Uhuru.
Present. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. So we have quorum, which is still 10.
Okay, can we get some timekeepers for the issue?
Adriana, offer for issues.
Bill, I can do individuals.
Okay. We got Adriana for issues and Bill for individuals. Okay, do we have any requests of excuse absences?
This is Janet. May I? There were none that I received.
My cell phone number... My cell phone number is in your email.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Nancy.
Nancy speaking to Michael.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Nancy is present.
Yes, Janet, you said, were there any excused absences?
No, there weren't.
Okay. Can we get a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Chair, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
Can we ask whether the IED is on the call?
Yes, I am.
I heard it, but is the IED on the
okay.
call?
Yes.
Okay, we had a second to the motion on the proposed agenda?
I'll second, Robert.
Okay, can we get a stack? Is there any discussion on this proposed agenda?
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack.
You got Janet, then
Bill.
Serene for the stack. Can you not hear me? I spoke
yeah,
first.
I heard Janet, Serene, and then Bill.
Jan Goodman.
And then Jan. Okay. Okay, Janet. I mean, timekeeper, we got 30 minutes on this item. I hope you're starting the clock on this.
Yes, sir.
Janet.
Right. I move to amend the agenda by adding the resumed consideration of the motion regarding determination of KPFA's proposed bylaws amendment ballot, which was postponed pending a conversation with John Kriegler, which took place, and my motion is to add that as item 4D for 5 minutes. It is a time-sensitive issue. And then also reducing the secretary report to 10 minutes from 15 minutes. And I can read the
point of order.
Okay. What's your point of order, Serene?
Are those two separate amendments?
Well, they're sort of related,
my understanding, Mr.
Right.
Chair, was that we do them one at a time?
Yes.
All right. Then I have two.
Okay.
So one is,
maximum
is the
time
one I just...
for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Okay, everyone mute their phone. Okay, Janet, you want to start with your first? What was your first
right.
amendment?
It is to add to the consideration of the motion regarding the determination of KPFA's proposed bylaws amendment ballot that was postponed at the August 4th meeting pending a conversation with John Kriegler, and that has happened. So this item should be resumed. The consideration of this item should be resumed, and my motion is to add it as item 4D under the time-sensitive motions for 5 minutes, and I can read the postponed motion.
Okay. Could you read that? Summarize
right.
it if you want.
Well, it's short. Well, okay. Given the way the KPFA delegates dealt with the voting on the first ballot of the proposed bylaws amendment was irregular in that they were voted on as motions, and also that two of the delegates were participating via remote access, resolved that the results from KPFA shall not be included in determining the final results of the first ballot.
Is there a second to this amendment?
Second.
Could you submit that in writing, Janet?
Yes.
All right. You want to briefly motivate that, and then we'll take a stack.
Well, the first ballot final results have not been issued because that this the vote from KPFA was not resolved, and so we're already completed the second ballot for proposed bylaws amendment. So this needs to be taken care of.
There's stack for discussion on this amendment. Any discussion?
This is Margie.
I have a point of information.
What's your
ahead.
Question? And then we go to Margie. Yeah.
Sorry, just very quickly. How much time is being requested for this?
5 minutes.
Okay, Margie, you wanted to go on the stack?
Well, I'm just not clear. Where this is... I'm sorry, I'm not clear about where this is. The proposal is to put this on the agenda. Is that the idea? And where on the agenda?
May I answer?
Yes, Janet.
Right. Yes, it is to put it back on the agenda to because it should be, because it was a postponed motion that has been resolved. And it would be under item 4, time-sensitive motions, D. It would be D, you know, like the fourth one under that heading.
Okay, I'm looking for the agenda for the open session. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's, never mind, doesn't matter. I'll say when we get to it.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone want to speak to this amendment to the agenda? Okay. Is there any objection to placing this item on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. There's been one objection. We'll go to the vote on this amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
Pass.
Pass. Alexander? Can't hear you. Bethune?
Sorry. Pass.
Pass. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Don't hear you. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes? Goodman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Abstained.
Abstained. Sawyer? Don't hear you. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Aaron, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown didn't hear you. Fuentes, Norm, I'm sorry.
Who? Can I change my vote?
Two, yes, two.
Uhuru, I'd like to change my vote.
I hear you. Change it to what?
Abstain. I'd like to abstain.
All right. Shibanda abstains. Okay,
also, Crozier abstains. I'd like to change mine to abstain. Spell Crozier.
Okay. Crozier abstains. Are we done? All right. I'm counting. Okay, I have 8 yes, 1 no, 6 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
Okay, so this passes. And then I have a second.
Yes, what's your second amendment?
To reduce the time of the secretary report to 10 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Sure.
Is there any objection to reducing the time of the secretary to 10 minutes?
I just have a question. Where does the secretary's report appear on the agenda?
May I answer, Chair?
Yes.
It's under 5, item 5, PNB committees and task forces A1. It's under the coordinating committee.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, without objection, that is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, without objection, we have those two amendments to the agenda. The next person on the stack is Serene.
Okay, so I sent you guys the motion. It's with regard to trying to get LSB reports regularly on the air, as well as management reports to the listener regularly on the air. I sent it, I think, just after 8, and it's relatively simple, I think, and I'm asking that it be put as what would now be the 5th time-sensitive motion. I don't have the agenda in front of me yet. I'm just getting into the system.
Should be numeral 4, ABC.
I thought there were 3, and Janet just added a number 4.
Exactly.
So I think this is so this
well,
would be
it's
fine.
It's A, B, C, V. It's
oh,
a Janet
so then
motion,
E.
And this one will be E.
Thank you.
Okay.
And,
point of information?
Ten minutes.
What's your question, Janet?
That answered.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Mm-hmm. All right. Serene, you want to briefly motivate that?
Okay. So I think it's a reasonable motion and something that's long overdue. It's actually part of the PNB's duty to make sure that there's regular communication with the membership, both listener and staff, you know, membership, full membership. The reason that it's time sensitive is that it requires, if passed, it would require the management to make time available each month for the LSB report. And since that's going to require some tweaking of the schedule, the sooner they get to it, the better, you know, the sooner they're aware of the need, you know, assuming that you guys agree that it's important, the better for everyone, because people will have to take, you know, adjust their schedules, work and life schedules to be able to do it. And sooner is always better when it comes to planning.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this amendment to the agenda?
Grace, I'd like to discuss it.
Yes, great.
And Bill.
Okay. I read the motion, and I believe it's a sound motion, but we have so many pressing issues this evening. I would suggest that it be put in new business on the agenda after all of our other pressing business is taken care of, or that it be given no more than 3 minutes in case everybody agrees with it and is willing to vote it up really quickly. So I would say move it down to...
What's your question, Janet?
So are you making a motion to amend the amendment?
Well, let me ask a point of information. Where is it going to be on the agenda now? If it gets approved to be on the agenda, where would it be placed?
I'm suggesting that it be the what would now be the fifth time-sensitive motion. That is Roman numeral 4. It would be E, item E.
And how much time did you want for it?
Well, I mean, I said 10 because nothing seems to ever take less than that. But if people agree and we use less, that's beautiful.
So
I just think we waste time
extending.
So I'm trying to allow time for people to raise their stuff.
Will you make an amendment, Grace? What's your recommendation?
I recommend that it be put in new business after the committee reports, that it be 5A on the agenda.
Chair, point of information?
Yes.
So I heard recommend.
It's a motion.
Is this? Okay.
Making a motion to put it under new business, 5A. Is there a second?
This bill, a point of information, 5 is not old business. You mean 6?
6 is old.
It can't be old business.
I said new
business.
It would be a new business. Oh, well, old business. Okay, so it would be...
be after 6.
It would be after 6, so it would be... it would be 7, and
wow.
Then adjourn would be 8.
So you're proposing it for new business or old business? Which one again, Greg?
Well, it's not old business. It's new business.
It
would be 8, just before adjournment.
All right. Under 8, just before adjournment.
Correct.
Any discussion on this amendment?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Well, first I'll second it, and I think this is a good example, as Grace was indicating, that, you know, this is not a time-critical motion, and we've got all these other things that have been, that really are time-critical. They're under the time-sensitive category, and also the committee reports. A lot of those are really important, and then we've got old business items that are dealing with really important financial issues, and we need to get to those. We've been waiting for some of those for months to get to them, because motions like this keep getting stuck in front of them. And we've got to prioritize and get the things that are really critical for our existence out of the way.
Okay, any
this
further?
This is Serene. Yeah, I'd like to speak against the amendment to my amendment.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so, you know, I think we could probably get through this in less time than we've taken talking about where to put it. And I disagree that it's not a time-sensitive issue. It's an overdue obligation, and it requires that management make adjustments to programming schedules. A good program director is already planning, you know, time for specials in January and fundraising in January or February. So to wait until, you know, January to tell them we'd like time in January is not a very considerate or thoughtful thing. So I would like us to get to it tonight. As I said, we could have done it in the time it's taken to talk about this.
Okay. Anyone else with a stack on this issue?
Janet, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
So what was the amendment to Serene's motion? What was the time for that? Still 10 minutes?
Grace, what was the time you had on that?
Okay, it can stay as 10 minutes. As
okay, can we put those amendments in writing just for clarity? If you all can submit those. Anyone else with a stack on this amendment in terms of Grace Amendment? Anyone else? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this amendment?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes.
This is on Grace's, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks.
Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Castaneda.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden? Sorden, can't hear you. Shibanda?
Yes. Sorry, it's on mute.
Sorden, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson? Wilkinson? Can't hear you. Michael, is Margie on the call?
Sorry, she just dropped. I'm redialing.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Did you call me?
No, something that said we're recording this conference.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is the PNB call.
Okay.
So, this is Janet. Margie,
yes,
you on the call?
I'm sorry, yes, I
Margie?
Am. Yes.
Okay, so this is a vote on Grace Aaron's.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 7 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
So this passes.
Okay.
And
yes. Janet?
Oh, so next, what? This, then we have to vote on Serene's motion as amended then, right?
That's
yes.
Point of
a
order.
Main motion.
Point of order.
Ground or for mind talk, and we'll call you back.
Green?
Was that really, wasn't that really a substitute, or?
No, she amended.
Never mind. Okay, no. Never mind. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to this voting, to this being placed on, this is going to be the main, well, I guess this is the motion as amended. This is the amendment just approved. It's a serene motion. So is any objection to this being actually the motion, this item being placed as number 8?
So point of order.
Serene, what's your point of order?
Well, number 7 is adjourned, so it can't be number 8. And then I have a point of clarification.
Could you, Janet, could you clarify the language what we just voted on, Janet?
Okay. And all right.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Serene? I mean, Adriana.
This is a problem when we don't receive in writing. People say something in the recording, you have something, we vote for something, and then it's something that now, you know, we don't have a motion in writing.
Okay, Adriana already made a request in advance to people submit that in writing.
But we don't have it.
Writing. Okay, Janet, could
Chair,
you repeat that?
Right, and we don't have Serene's motion to amend in writing either, but anyway, so I mean, you know, this happens sometimes.
That wasn't necessary.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Janet, you just read it so we'll
right.
know.
But that's what the question what I am. What I my understanding is that it would be under what would be new business. There's no new business category, so it would be a new between, you know, after old business, new business item 1. And it would be to place Serene's sharing information with members motion as item A under new business for 10 minutes. So is
point of
Grace,
order?
Is that correct?
What's your point of order, Adriana?
I have the agenda in front of me, and that is what I heard from Grace, but we don't have the motion. But the, like Serene was saying, number 7 is adjourned. Then number 8 is what? After adjourned, it means next year? That's why we need the motions in writing.
We're just going over what
okay.
we just voted for, where we're going to put this item on the agenda. So, Janet,
okay.
repeat what we just voted, where we're going to put the item on the agenda.
Okay, this is Grace. Can I respond to that?
Yes, great.
I believe I stated that we'll make 7 the new business, and under 7 would be Serene's motion for 10 minutes, and after that, number 8 would be adjourned.
Okay.
Can we have it in writing, Mr. Chair?
Okay. I am reluctant to put it in writing because I'll have to copy all of Serene's large motion. Is that correct? I've got to find it.
We want all of
no, your amendment. Your amendment is only with regard to the
amendment in writing, Green as well as Grace.
I am doing that. But, Grace, you don't have to repaste my motion. You just... Your amendment is where to place it, not to the motion itself. The motion isn't on the floor. Do you understand?
Yeah, but
okay.
She doesn't know what to call it.
I'll send it to you in writing, okay?
Okay. Okay, now we're going to go to a vote on amending this to Serene's motion. Okay. Madam Secretary.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Adriana.
Then we have the motion. I refuse to vote in a motion that keeps changing. I want it in front of me.
Well, we need both
okay.
motions
I'll,
in front of us, so we're not going to hold
it.
Up the meeting. Everybody know
I'll
what we're voting on.
Back. I'll
you
have
want
it
both
to you
motions
in, a second.
In writing. Both amendments. But everybody understand what they just voted on. We're just re-voting on it. Okay? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Maybe no objections.
I think there is there any objections to this item?
Mr. Chair, may I have the motion before making my decision?
Adriana, we've requested the motions. We're not going to hold up the meeting waiting for that. Everybody know what they voted on.
No, sir. I did not.
A point of order. This is Grace. I just sent it.
Okay, she just sent it. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this amendment to the motion?
Yes. Do you want to ask if there are any objections, or should I just go ahead?
Are there any objections to this? Okay, without objection. That's adopted. Next person I had on the stack for the agenda was Bill.
Thank you. For item 3A, 2016 delegate election report, it says there's a motion on the election complaints and reports. We haven't seen the motion. I'd like to say first, this is out of order. You can't put a motion on the agenda without knowing what the motion is. And secondly, this is another example of some particular motion being privileged to jump ahead of committee reports and old business and time-sensitive matters. This is, it should be put in its proper place in the agenda, just like we just did with this previous motion. We've got really important matters that need to be dealt with sooner, and dealing with finances and the affiliate elections and the PNB seating and the committees and all this. And there's no reason for this to be jumping ahead of those others. It's an individual motion that should be put with the other individual motions under the business. So I move that it be the item 3 be put as the second item of new business, which would be new item 7B, and I will send that motion right now.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Jan Goodman, second.
Let me ask you this question. The Secretary, was that motion in this agenda under that item?
Chair, may I respond? Yeah.
Yes.
I never received a motion. It was, just a notice that there would be a motion, but Serene would maybe can clarify.
Serene, did you submit that motion? Is there a motion out there?
I'm sorry, which item is he discussing? What was his complaint about?
He's discussing the motion that is listed under Delegate Election Report A, Election Complaint and Report, a motion by Serene. Rob.
Trying to get up. Is it under time sensitive? I'm sorry. Where is it exactly?
Time sensitive, yes. It's
before.
The first time.
It's before time sensitive. It's Roman numeral 3.
It's more important than time sensitive.
Oh.
Item 3.
Are we asking itself? Did you submit the motion?
No, I'll send the motion to you then. But there's no requirement that I provide the motion at the time I provide the notice of the motion.
No one said that. We just wanted to know where the motion was.
Okay, great.
Okay, Bill, you want to motivate this, and then we'll take a stack. You're going to submit that in writing?
Well, I did submit it in writing. It's just another example of something that an individual motion that somebody thinks is more important than the time-sensitive motions and the committee reports and all the very critical, important finance motions that we've been putting things ahead of for several months under old business. And, we've got to get to these things. Our finances are really critical. We're not doing anything about it. We're not even getting to them to talk about them. And we didn't have the courtesy of seeing the motion in advance. And yet this has been stuck on the agenda at the very first above even the time sensitive motions. It's just not the appropriate place for it. And frankly, I think it's out of order since the motion's not even stated. We shouldn't be putting a motion on there without it being stated.
Indiana?
Okay, we'll take a stack on this amendment. We got Adriana. Yes.
Okay.
Adriana?
I think that it's nothing more sensitive like that. In less than 2 weeks, some of us in less than a week, we need to seat new LSB members. And this is so ridiculous that we don't even have we don't even know who to see it and how to treat this. You can say all that you want, but the reality is what we need to know what's going on and the reports and the complaints. And this, Bill, you are the chair of the election committee, and we don't have really a certified election yet. I think that is very sensitive and it's very important. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item?
This is Grace. I would like to speak.
Yes, Grace.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I'm sorry. We are just on time, 20 seconds over the time for this, for the agenda approval.
Okay, we're out of time for this item. Unless there's an amendment to extend, we have to go to a vote on these amendments and the agenda. Okay.
It's Bill. I move to extend for let Grace finish speaking.
Second.
One minute.
Is there any objection to that? To extend 1 minute to hear Grace? Okay, without objection, Grace, yes.
I believe this whole motion is out of order. The PNB has no jurisdiction over the elections. The reason it has no jurisdiction over the elections is because everyone on the PNB has a vested interest, a conflict of interest. We all possibly want ourselves and our allies or whatever to be seated. Therefore, it's taken out of our hands, and it's with the election supervisor and the ED, but the ED only has control over it in terms of hiring an election supervisor. After that, it's in the control of the National Election Supervisor. It's completely out of order, and it is asking for lawsuits because it's against the bylaws. It's not proper for the PNB to make any decisions or even recommendations about the elections.
Nancy, to the staff.
Okay, we're out of time unless you all want to extend time. We only voted to hear Grace. We're going to have to go to a vote.
I move that Nancy be allowed to speak for 1 minute.
Is there any objection to extending for 1 minute for Nancy to speak? Okay, Nancy, yes.
Okay. Well, we don't even know what this motion says. It's about complaints. If it's about questions or something that we need to get asked, you know, who knows if it's, you don't even know if it's within our jurisdiction or not. And we do have business that we have to, that's dependent on straightening out the election results pending, you know, and that's coming up. So I would say this is time, you know, it's time sensitive, and as soon as we see the motion, we can decide whether or not it's within our jurisdiction.
Okay, we're out of time. We're going to go on the vote on the amendment to the agenda by Bill Crozier of moving this item. Everybody understand what we're voting on? Madam Secretary, can you call?
Excuse me, Jan Goodman here. I am not 100% sure what we're voting on. Can you?
This is an amendment to the agenda, to move the item, election report. Bill, can you repeat exactly? Why don't you just repeat what your amendment is?
Okay, I emailed it to everybody about 7 minutes ago. Crozier moves to put item 3, which is Sherman Roberts' motion that is unstated, as the second item of new business, which would be new items 7B.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown. Castnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Who did you just call?
Goodman, Jan Goodman.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. Coburn passes. Novick.
Yes.
No.
No. Nwangaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
Sorry?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shabanda? Shabanda? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
Did you call Shabanda?
I did.
Oh, yeah. No.
No. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn abstains.
Bethune is back on the call.
Bethune, how do you vote?
I was dropped. I was dropped for a while, and I'm just looking over. This is Crozier's motion?
Yes, to move item 3 to item 7B, new business.
No.
No. Okay. One moment. I have 4 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting. So this fails.
Okay, we now go to a vote. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the agenda as amended?
Yes, but who seconded?
Ann Goodman. I said that there was an objection, but...
Right. Who seconded the motion to approve the agenda?
I think it was me. Quote Robert.
Okay.
All right. Aaron.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander.
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes. Agenda? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Awesome. Okay, thank you, thank you.
Okay, somebody has to mute.
Sorry, this is Jose Luis.
Oh, okay. We are just about, we're voting to approve the agenda as amended.
I'm timely.
So how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One. Yes.
Okay.
Fuentes votes yes. Okay, so I have 12 yes, 0 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
So that's 13 yes, 0 no, 4 abstentions. This passes. The agenda as amended is approved.
Okay, we now have our agenda. The first item on the agenda is the IED report. We have 20 minutes for our timekeeper to keep up. I'm sorry, 20 minutes. Lydia, are you on the call?
I am, and I can't find the report. Did I not send the report?
Yeah, you sound
like... Okay, I see it. Okay, anyway. Hold on just a and Michael, can you call me on my home phone, please? If you don't mind. Well, just walking in. And I just sent, I emailed it to you. Okay. Okay, so see this stupid thing. So for I can't tell if he's calling me, sorry. 1 second. And okay. So some I'm prepared to report some progress. Let's start out with the good news. The good news is, as this board is aware, at the beginning of this board year, we were having significant difficulties in having our Pacifica National Office unit, the Pacifica Radio Archive, PRA, making its payroll and so forth, and its various commitments. And part of it was due to the fact that the various units were not in a position to sorry, I'm changing phones now.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
No.
Then let me.
Okay.
Anyway.
So,
got an echo now.
I can't.
Okay. So anyway. So I was charged with reducing the the expenses at the archives unit, which it's painful whenever you have to lay someone off and cut down hours, which we did, and for all of the staff, and then we lost one person, an additional person, because of it. But as a result, our interim director was also able to find other cost-saving issues at archives. And so they started making their payroll. And then they were planning for their fund drive, which they held, now it's been 2 weeks. And their goal was to raise $80,000. It's a one-day fund drive with the cooperation of all the stations. And this is even with PFW, whose transmitter was not able to function at full power on that day. And so their goal was $80,000, and they raised $150,000. And that is a...
Yay!
That is a significant, in one day, testament. This is our wonderful archival material. It went everything. I remember when I was listening to it as I was driving and listening to programming with an in-station guest at KPFT that kind of launched it for me, and then I kept going, and they were offering, which I, you know, when I was listening to it, I was thinking, and this goes to show that we shouldn't also limit our expectations. They were offering 1,000 hours of archival material on a jump drive for a $200 donation, and that was like their premium. I'm thinking, oh my God, they should be offering the, you know, one CD for 17 or something. I was like all panicky, but anyway, and I ordered it myself, as a matter of fact, and then we heard Margaret Prescott at KPFK using some of the audio archival material to engage people. And later, and it's, again, even the programmers were thinking, oh, no, don't set my goal so high because I'm not going to make it. I heard a story that Eric Mann said that. And then, you know, they played the extra from Eldridge Cleaver and all kinds of incredible stuff that Pacifica has accrued over the years, because that's a priceless collection we have. And so $150,000 in archives that a year ago, was on the precipice, as it were. And it was also due to the sacrifice of the staff that the staff that remained after the cut, oh, I didn't hear like one complaint. They were just kept working diligently and worked their little hearts out for this fund drive. And so now, of course, the archives, even at 80,000, we're going to be able to go back to full time. So now at 150,000, they're in really good shape. And the fact that even before that, the health of the various units has clearly improved because people are catching up with their central services to archives. And so that was really a plus. Anyway, so then also, because I think we can find ways to both economize and temporarily take a hit, as it were, in some fashion, and then give us the time to recover, right, at certain units that's working. The other one is the staff at KPFK is back at full time a month earlier than expected. We will all remember that there were those reduction in hours last year, and so that's good, and they were able to continue making what they have to pay in terms of the SAG-AFTRA settlement. At WPFW, it's another unit, and we've gone from, or at least I have gone from unit to unit to see where we can help the units start making their payroll, start making their, you know, we pass the motions here at the PMB, but then we have to make it happen. So we pass, let's make the central services the priority. Well, then you have to make sure that they can pay the central services and not shut down their transmitter, making them unable to transmit or being evicted from their rental property or whatever it is. So we have to make all of these things work. So cut back where you can. And then at WPFW, it involved, again, negotiations with SAG-AFTRA. I won't go into the staffing specifics of it in open session, but it is one that in that instance, SAG-AFTRA agreed to what was proposed and what we've been working on for a few months now. And so until July, we have an agreement, and that gives WPFW some breathing space. There's also you know, some other cuts, again, I'll mention those in closed session, and that really bodes well. It's kind of like a three-pronged approach at WPFW, but everything takes time. If you're going to do it without incurring litigation, without incurring a total upset at the station, and without going through anything as drastic as what happened with WBAI, something that they still have not recovered from. So I think that this has worked. It's very time consuming to work out all the nuts and bolts and the details, but now we're seeing the benefits of what our auditor recommended and keeps recommending every year, which is that we have to cut expenses and grow our listeners. So we've cut expenses, and this is clearly a very excellent indication of the possibility of growing our listenership when you see the results of what we saw with the archives, with PRA. In terms, and some of these elements are the things that were in my recovery plan, that I have started with the first appraisal of the real estate property in Los Angeles, which is for the station KPFK. And again, this is only the real estate, does not include the license or the baby grand that was given us by one of the Beach Boys in the studio or any of our equipment and so forth. It's strictly the real estate. And so it has been valued, and the appraisal, which I have provided to the board, and I would appreciate that it not be broadly distributed for reasons I'll explain in closed session. But anyway, it's the time for a lot of scams that are hitting our servers. So, but anyway, so it was appraised. Its appraised value of KPFK real estate is $4,650,000. Now, as you'll recall, what started this was that when I saw that in the audit our assets totaled $10 million, and I thought, that's impossible. That's not even our real estate, much less our licenses. So, of course, that was because of depreciation and so forth. And then I looked everywhere, up and down at the national office, and unable to find any market value or any assessment by anybody of our real estate properties or of our assets, other than offers that have been made in the past for, in particular, WBAI, occasionally KPFT, and so on and so forth. But we haven't had real appraisers, and real appraisers exist for all of our assets. So we need to do that, independent appraisers. So I have a long list of people that I will interview to get the best price also as I move on to our other real estate properties are in Berkeley and Houston. And as I have stressed over and over, this is strictly so that we know what our assets are. It helps us when we have to go get a lease because the WPFW station has to move. It helps us if we want to get a loan, or if we want to get a credit line in case, because we certainly don't want to bounce any checks. Just normal business operations warrant that we know what we're worth, what our assets are. And it is absolutely under no condition am I even implying or considering that that this board or that I would entertain or propose the sale of any of our station properties or licenses. Okay. Then on the audit, so the past couple of weeks, it's only been like almost like we're down to not punctuation, but almost like the name Pacifica Foundation, the radio was still in there, which was something that we had in 2013 because someone had poached our name momentarily. And so I just had him take that out. There was a minor adjustment to the amount for the agreement at KPFK, the SAG agreement. And so he made that adjustment. And so I will read what Grant wrote me today, which was that the audit committee is meeting this coming Monday, and I would like to send them the current draft so they can approve for issuance at the Monday meeting. And then... also, as a reminder, see below for current outstanding balances. And so they received the $12,000 check that we sent this month, and thank us for that. And clarifying, they applied that rather than to the audit. They applied it to the development, to the work on our, they're calling it the tax work. I'm quite confident that's our 990. And so they said there is also a $12,040 outstanding balance on that. And so the total balance, does someone have this on their computer? Is anyone following? Oh, here it is. Okay, sorry. Switching computers. Is on the audit, we owe $20,290. And now on what he calls the tax is $12,040 for a total of $32,330. So we will be paying that promptly because we want to get started on 2015. Now, the status of 2015, in my opinion, we're in much better shape, but I want to make sure that it stays that way. And our accounting staff is obviously working very hard and you know, kind of overwhelmed from time to time. But at KPFK, and this is, of course, relevant, there we're in the process of just getting the background check on the lead candidate and then working out the salary arrangement. And it may be that we may be able to use him part-time at KPFK. That's what's budgeted. And perhaps some more time at the P&O in order to get these audits out. He's the person is very well trained in Great Plains, and you know, has an excellent resume, etc. And as I said, the background check should only take a day or two. And so I think that we're going to be in much better shape, and we can move forward quickly. on that. I think that's about it.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, we got Bill.
Jan for the stack.
Jan?
Yes, and Bill, I just heard Bill. He's before
Bill,
me. But...
Jan? Okay,
and,
Bill.
And Grace to the stack.
And then Grace.
Finish back to the stack.
Okay. All right, Bill.
Thank you, and thank you, Lydia. I'm really concerned about some financial crises that we have or about to have right now. First, about at KPFK, about the severance offers to their staff that will result in KPFK without any key fundraising, technical or on-air staff, and require immediate cash payments of $250,000 to $400,000. And also about failure to pay Lynn Serpy, our NES, for what she was due since approximately the first part of September. If there's anything that should have been withheld, it would only be the final part after the ballot tabulation were done. And that's holding up whatever else she, you know, will do. She said she would not do any more work on the report until she's been paid for all her back salary that she's owed. And that also puts us under some legal predicament. And I have a motion about that also, but I'd like to get your response first.
Okay, my response is that I don't discuss contractual issues or anything that approaches personnel on a public, you know, on the open session. If you'd like to discuss it in closed session, I'd be happy to. And that's about it. But, of course, I will be, I had personally thought we had paid more of it. And then I won't go into the particulars. I have a we have a contract. And so the compliance is mutual, and we will, you know, I'm happy to discuss that in closed session. And anything, and any particular motion other than that we should comply with the elements in the contract, I think would be out of order in the open session, other than complying with what we're obligated to pay in the contract.
Well, I'm just concerned that it's holding up her work to finish the, and also were the LESs paid? Apparently they were, but I haven't got confirmation on that.
Okay. As far as I know, they were. Those are paid at the station level, and I haven't heard anything to the contrary. We kept trying to move that forward under even very tight situations at some of the stations, and I fully plan to comply with the contract.
Okay. Jan?
A couple of things. One is this, again, has to do with, you know, stripping KPFK of some of its important staff, technical and fundraising staff. And I wanted, so I'm not going to go into the details about that, but in order to, for the National Board to carry out its duties, I wanted to find out if you will and when you will give us the terms of the settlement that relates to the arbitration. The, you know, the bylaws state in Article 9, Section 7B that subject to the control of the board, that means that the board is supposed to, you know, be able to control things, that the executive director shall have general supervision and direction, et cetera, and that the, I wanted to, and the, but that the primary responsibility for implementing the directives and decisions and policies of the financial policy of the foundation and the board, but we can't do that unless we have the information regarding these agreements, and I wanted to know when we could expect you to give us the agreement so that we can intelligently discuss and try to figure out things to do in this financial crisis.
Okay.
And it looks like what's happening is that we're just cutting costs.
So further, Mr. Chair, Bill.
What's your
and
point?
I wanted to find out when you would give us this information.
I think
that's time.
What? Okay, Tom. Lydia, you want to respond to that?
Yes. I feel comfortable in sending that at this time. Initially, I did not right after it was signed because I was not confident that everyone knew about it in terms of the staff. I mean, they had made their offer to sever to the union, and I did not know if they knew it had been finalized and so forth, but I have assurances from the union now that that has happened, so I will be happy to forward that tomorrow. I don't have it here at home with me, but I will forward that to you.
Okay.
This is Janet. I'd like to be on the stack.
And if I may also say that the particulars of it, in terms of the staff and some of the things that are alleged, I would only discuss in executive session.
Okay, could you also send us
Mr. Chair,
the TNB,
can
the job titles, and the
point
severance,
of order.
Pay
point
liability.
Of order, Mr. Chair, are you in
the everybody talking
seconds.
At once? Our time, we have to move on to the next person. What was your point of order, Adriana?
Yes, the director was out of her time to start with, and the item is already out of time. We already passed the 20 minutes for this item. My clock is working, but nobody's hearing.
Well, Adriana, you're going to have to speak. I didn't hear you when you say the time was up for this item. You have to speak louder. I didn't hear it. Okay.
Yes, and then I accuse of yelling at you. Good.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have to move on unless they don't want to expend the time to finish the questions, if we don't want to extend time for this item. We'll have to move on.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to extend time for 6 minutes.
6 minutes? Is there a second?
Great, 5 seconds.
Any objection to extending this item for 6 minutes to hear the...
point of information.
What's your question, Serene?
How many people are on the staff? New people.
I have 3 people, Grace, Pinchback, and Janet.
So I moved... what is that, 90 seconds each?
This is Pinchback. Take me off the staff.
Okay.
I withdraw my motion.
Was there was a second? We're going to have to go to... Is there any objection to 6 minutes?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
I'm sorry. Are we voting to extend?
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
No.
No. Brown?
Yes.
Kesney? Yes. Oh, Jim, you're on the call?
Yes.
So you vote. Say again how you vote.
Vote yes.
Yes. Kesney?
No.
No. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes?
Point of information. Point of information.
What's your question?
Is the 90 seconds per person included in this or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, then.
Fuentes votes yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Abstain. I'm getting a call from Margie for some reason.
Longaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams? Venetia, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Pinchback. I'm sorry.
Abstain.
Pinchback abstains. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shabana?
Message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
No. No.
Shabana votes no. Wilkinson? Wilkinson?
No, we think she was knocked off. She was calling.
Right. Okay. Patel Adams, didn't hear you.
Hello?
Who is that?
Hey, this is Patel Adams. I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. We're voting on whether to extend 6 minutes.
Yes, Patel again.
Sorry? All right, so I'm counting. Right.
Does Bill change my vote to a yes?
Crozier votes yes. I have 7 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
That's 8 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. This fails, does not have a 2/3.
Okay, we'll move on to the next item we have on the agenda.